episode number 3 of Geography. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Jerry Wright. How is everyone doing? We're talking today about the human geography of Europe. A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode. Podbot.ai. Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence, my friends, and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts. Step 2, Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life. Europe is bordered by the peninsula of the Eurasian supercontinent and extends from the island state of Iceland in the west to the Russian Urals. To the east, it borders on Finland, Denmark, Sweden, Norway, the Czech Republic, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Hungary, Poland, Romania, Slovakia, Bulgaria, Ukraine, Greece, Croatia, Slovenia, Macedonia, Serbia, Montenegro and Croatia. Its northernmost point is the Spitsbergen Archipelago in Norway and can only be reached by boat or plane from Iceland, Russia or the United States. Europe's main island is bordered by Scandinavian Jutland in northern Europe and the Iberian, Italian and Balkan parts of southern Europe. The Alps include the Alps, the Caspian Sea, the Black Sea and parts of the Mediterranean. This region includes Austria, Belgium, Croatia, Denmark, France, Germany, Italy, Hungary, Poland, Romania, Slovakia, Bulgaria, Ukraine, Greece, Slovenia, Macedonia, Serbia and Croatia. The Alps, the Caspian Sea and parts of the Caucasus and Mount Everest in Russia also belong to the Alpine region. The Caucasus Mountains of Russia are the highest mountains in the world and home to St. Helens, one of the highest mountains in Europe. Europe can be divided into four major physical regions, stretching from north to south and east to west. The Western Highlands, also known as the Northern Highlands, encircle the western edge of Europe and are dominated by the Alps, the Caspian Sea and the Caucasus Mountains of Russia and parts of the Balkans. The western plateaus are characterized by the hard, ancient rocks formed by glaciation and the high mountains of the Alps, the Caspian Sea and the Caucasus. The Middle East was originally called the Middle East, which used to mean the Ottoman Balkans. After the Second World War, the term, Middle East, became the dominant term for the entire region and was introduced to include the Persian Gulf. Many different terms are used to describe this area of the world, and different regions are excluded from the various geographical and cultural descriptions that have large overlaps. The Middle East is an ambiguous name because it is one of those outsiders that describe geography and culture. The Arab world linguistically includes all Arab-speaking countries of the Middle East and excludes Iran, Turkey and Israel, but excludes Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Egypt, Jordan, Bahrain, Kuwait, Qatar, Saudi Arabia and Bahrain. The Islamic world includes neighboring Turkey and Iran, but excludes Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Egypt, Jordan, Bahrain, Kuwait, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and Bahrain. A small group of Barbary monkeys live in the forests of the Middle East and North Africa, especially in Syria and Iraq. A range of organisms live in waters around Europe, including fish, algae, marine mammals and crustaceans. Europe's most important waters have been fished for centuries, but the cold waters that surround northern Britain and Scandinavia are the main food source for fish and other marine life in the region. The forests and meadows of Western and Central Europe are almost completely domesticated, with crops and livestock dominating. Although some areas remain heavily forested, the continent's forests have declined dramatically in recent centuries and even in some parts of Eastern Europe. Trees, including Aleppo pines, cypresses, cork oaks and oaks, as well as some shrubs and grasses, also grow in the southernmost regions. We will end our unity on the geography of the United States and begin to learn more about the history, geography and culture of Europe, the Middle East and North Africa. Among many other issues, we will be looking at European colonial history and its implications for human rights and democracy. Week of October from September 16 to 20. Students will learn about the changing political geography of the United States by learning about America's role in international politics and relations, as well as its relationship with the world. The political, physical and human geography of Europe will continue from 16 to the 20th of September, with a focus on the history, geography and culture of the Middle East and North Africa. From 20 to the 23rd of September, students will study the political and physical human geographies of this continent in a series of lectures and excursions. Captain Cook and his early encounters with the people and cultures of Australia and New Zealand. This week we will begin to learn more about the history, geography and culture of the peoples of South America, Africa, Asia and the Middle East and begin to know their political, physical and human geographies. This week we will focus on the history, geography and culture of the peoples of South America, Africa, Asia and the Middle East. We have finished our unity over South Asia, so we close with a closer look at the cultures and history of North and South Africa and close with a unity over the people of Africa. This week we will begin to learn more about the history, geography and culture of the peoples of South America, Africa, Asia, the Middle East and North Africa. Thank you all for joining us again on Geography, it's been a pleasure. See you next time.